From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Mork.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, January 15th, Puzzle Wars Championship is at the Hayes Recreation Center in Champaign from 6 to 8 p.m. You can compete in teams of four to complete the same puzzle along other participants. Visit the Champaign Park District's website for more information.
And also on Thursday, January 15th, it's the Journey to Freedom, Illinois' Underground Railroad opening reception from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Urbana Free Library in Urbana. Celebrate the opening of this traveling exhibit to learn about the Underground Railroad stories, including some from East Central Illinois. The exhibit goes through March.
And on Thursday the 15th, the Nick Moss Band featuring Dennis Grundling is performing at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. They start at 8 p.m. Enjoy live music at this fundraiser for Prairie Crossroads Blues Society.
Toes gonna curl, lips gonna curl.
On Friday, January 16th, it's Artists Talk, starting at 5 o'clock at the Cohen Exhibition Workshop in Urbana, Illinois. You can hear from local artists whose work is featured in Long Night's Golden Lights.
And on Friday, January 16th, Champaign Movie Makers 48-Hour Film Competition kicks off at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. This event is so cool, Steve. Filmmakers have 2 days to write, produce, and edit a short film based off of a prompt. So they get a prompt at the Lincoln Square Mall and then have 48 hours to get it all done. And then there's a screening the following weekend to help determine the winning team.
Sounds like an SAT test.
Oh, it's much better than an SAT test.
I hope so.
You can visit champagnemoviemakers.com for more information.
And on Saturday, January 17th, at Art Ventures for Kids. As from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Cranard Art Museum in Champaign, children and their caregivers can enjoy story time inspired by artworks, a gallery exploration, and art making.
And on Saturday the 17th, Citizen Kane is showing at the Virginia Theater in Champaign starting at 1 p.m. Have you seen Citizen Kane, Steve?
I have not.
I also have not, but it is the American Film Institute's top-rated movie. Exploring the themes of power, wealth, and identity, you can visit the Virginia Theater's website for more information.
On Sunday, January 18th, the matinee at the library in Wicked from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library. See a screening of Wicked based off the Broadway musical. That I have seen.
I have not seen. Have you seen the second?
I have.
Oh, well, I'll see it maybe.
It's me.
And on Sunday, January 18th, you can start your Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations with Champaign County's countywide celebration at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Doors are at 4 p.m. The event starts at 5 p.m. Honor the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., including awards for 3 community members, a choir performance, and more. Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And event dates and times may change. If you have information about upcoming events, email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Bork.
And we'll talk to you next time.